joined by Bob Skelton, who is from Cambridge University's Chemical Engineering Department. Bob, what are the risks from radiation at the moment in Japan, as far as you can tell?
Well, I must stress that it is as far as I can tell. Based on the information on the national the international media, the levels of radiation are significantly above background, but the risk to health of the general population at this stage does not appear to be significant. It looks as though some workers have been exposed to radiation doses well in excess of what would normally be permitted, but probably not enough at this stage to cause long-term health effects.
And there's a lot of speculation about what would happen if a meltdown occurred. In your opinion, what would be the effects?
Well, I mean, the only information we've really got on this is what happened at Three Mile Island in 1979 in America, where they did get a full core meltdown, but the reactor pressure vessel contained the material. And though it was a tremendous commercial disaster, there were no significant releases of radioactivity. Obviously, the pressure vessels in Japan are of a different design, and we cannot definitely say that because there's no problems at Three Mile Island, there are going to be no problems in Japan. But based on the evidence of Three Mile Island, it seems reasonably certain that the reactor vessel will be able to contain the radioactive material.
And what's going to happen next in terms of the Fukushima plant? What does the future hold in terms of what they'll be trying to do at the moment? And
Well, at the moment, obviously, they're doing their very best. It looks like using fire engines, because everything else has been knocked out, to keep the reactors cool. But obviously, time's on our side here. That this is called decay heat, and that's exactly what it is. And a lot of the intense heat generation will decay over a period of days, or certainly weeks. But at the end of it all, they're going to be left with a very difficult cleanup problem, because it's almost certain now that some of the fuel has been damaged, which means the interior of these pressure vessels will be very, very highly radioactive. And again, the only parallel we've got is Three Mile Island. It's taken many, many years to clean that up. One thing is certain, none of these three reactors are going to generate electricity again.
And what does that mean for Japan's energy needs?
I think it's quite serious. As I understand it, this whole site produced about 20% of Japan's electricity from its five reactors. So, a bit of very quick mental arithmetic, if three of the reactors are knocked out, that's about 12% of Japan's electricity gone. But I think these are based on figures I've seen in the media, and I've got no confirmation of this. In fact, it'd be something that's very easy to verify.